This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Scott Kelly and Mikhail Kornienko, the one-year crew members, along with Sergei Volkov, Russian cosmonaut, are on the clock now towards their landing in Kazakhstan.
Mission Control, 340 days later, Scott Kelly back on Earth after spending time at the International Space Station. Don't know that he was super concerned about Super Tuesday as his feet just got on the ground. And speaking of having their feet off the ground, certainly some of the candidates do, namely Donald Trump, who's on an incredible roll. That's not a new story. We've been talking about that now for months. But this is results season. It's when it matters. So Super Tuesday was very, very interesting, my friends. Thanks for hooking up with America Tonight, me, Kate Delaney, as we cruise through this hour of ATN. The interesting story is Virginia, especially, where the amount of people that came out, 400% increase. So Trump had big victories in Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, Massachusetts, aforementioned Virginia, Vermont, and Arkansas. He talked to supporters at a rally in Florida, because that's one of the next big ones coming up. Said, this has been an amazing evening. Already we've won five major states. That was before everything had come in. He said he watched Clinton's speech and asserted she didn't deserve another 4 years in Washington. So he is going after Clinton, assuming she's going to be the nominee. Cruz, the senator from Texas, won his home state, Ted Cruz did, and Oklahoma. And boy, oh boy, isn't it interesting? Even Marco Rubio picked up a state, but it's about the count. It's about having the numbers more than anything else. I think one of the more bizarre things I saw was the New Jersey governor standing behind Donald Trump during his press conference in Florida. I mean, it was odd. Like, somebody actually tweeted out, is Chrissy being held hostage by the Trump campaign? So when they were announcing what was happening, how the states he won, it was very strange to see that. Delegate count-wise, Donald Trump, 274, Ted Cruz, 149, Marco Rubio, 82. As for the Republicans, Hillary Clinton, 541 delegates, Bernie Sanders, 347. And as we watch the all of this unfold, boy, I'll tell you, Hillary Clinton does look to for sure be the presumptive nominee. However, she will have to deal with Bernie Sanders probably all along the way because he has serious momentum behind him. He has massive amount of supporters who are pushing him toward, you know, the convention. So he's going to be at the convention. What does that do to Hillary Clinton? Just forces her hand in a few different directions, where she could maybe bounce a little bit more in the middle. She won't be able to do that. She'll be stuck having to address the left of left and play that game, the balancing act. So pretty interesting. Clinton with a big path, Trump with a big path, and certainly some huge states coming up. And it's all about the totals. How many totals will push somebody over before the rest of the crew folds? And when I say fold, I mean they dump out. They decide, okay, enough is enough. All right, here's what Ted Cruz had to say on a pretty interesting night for him.
It is an opportunity for us to stand together and decide, do we want a Washington dealmaker? Someone who will compromise our values, compromise away our constitutional rights, will grow the debt, will grow Washington, or do we want a proven, consistent conservative?
So he clearly has his sets sight on Trump. In the meantime, there was action in Washington outside of the variety of who's running for president in 2016. James Comey, who is the FBI director, actually was on the Hill testifying about the iPhones and Apple and what was going to happen there with encryption, and also was asked about Hillary Clinton, or threw that in as far as the email investigation is concerned. He testified Tuesday, very close personally to the Hillary Clinton email investigation, saying it's going to be conducted independently, completely, and promptly, because this keeps flying around. He was at a House Judiciary Committee hearing on encryption that focused on the FBI's war with Apple over iPhone security. Here's James Comey.
The FBI would try to get access to that phone. It's important that it's a live, ongoing terrorism investigation, but in any criminal investigation, a competent investigator would try and use all lawful tools to get access to that device.
All right, so that's the problem. That's the, you know, square off here of what to do. And once the investigation concludes, he's saying he's not going to discuss the details other than to say he's closely involved to ensure it has the proper amount of resources. So pretty interesting. I think it's a slippery slope, but I also think it's dangerous to not be able to trace tracks of how somebody was able to do what they were able to do in San Bernardino or any place else for that matter, because this is exactly the way terrorists would communicate encryption. It makes complete sense. That's how it's going to happen. That's how they're going to share the information, right? Absolutely. That's how they're going to share it. So trust me, while we're dealing with the election cycle, they're overseas, our people are dealing with trying to keep a lid on ISIS and lone wolves and radicalizing Americans and others, so we don't have a situation like we had at Christmas time at a Christmas party where people are literally sitting ducks. Literally. By the way, to throw this in as an extra little kink, it's not just football that's looking to expand its reach, because every year there are a bunch of games played in London. I heard today from somebody who sent me a text, the Tampa Bay Rays are playing an exhibition game against Cuba's national team in Havana on March 22nd. So that has been finalized. That's a pretty big deal if you think of what's happened in Cuba in the recent future. So what a trip that would be to go and watch that. Wow. All right, we're jumping to the other side. Flip over with us.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Tonight, on Talk Media News, the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, joins us. He just perhaps had his last bowl of cereal for the evening. Hey, Bob, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Remember those days when you used to stay up late and eat Captain Crunch? Did you ever do that?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And then the next morning I ate hot dogs and mac and cheese that had been left out all night long in college. Yes.
That sounds so familiar. Cold pizza, never better.
Right.
Hilarious. Right. Well, there's probably some cold pizza and bad cereal on the road when you're campaigning, and you know what it's like to campaign. But presidential style, it is just absolutely insane. Are you surprised by, let's start with the Republicans, by what happened? Trump, of course, gets the majority of the states, but Ted Cruz hung in there with a couple of them, and Marco Rubio ends up with one. So do you think Rubio and Cruz still stay in this for a while?
Oh, I think Rubio is toast in about 4 days if there's one factor. Now, he won Minnesota, but, you know, Rubio went out there, and of course people are debating this now, Kate. Well, no, him being a wise guy worked for him, and no, it didn't work for him. Bottom line is he kind of carried it overboard. He tried to be Trump, and he was more sort of Don Rickles, and it just went off course. I really honestly think that because he won one state, and Texas, he didn't get to the 20% in order to get any delegates. He did that in a couple of states. I think Rubio was the big loser tonight. Now, why I say in 4 days? The last time I looked, it was 39-18 Donald Trump over him in Florida. If that doesn't change, because, you know, the 15th is the Florida. But if it doesn't change about 5 or 6 days and it stays hideous like that, what do you do? Do you lose your home state, go in, lose your home state, and then say, now it's on to California? I mean, what do you do?
Yeah, how can you do that?
I can't imagine. I still think, I don't know, there's some time. I just think he's on a thin thread. Cruz did okay. Bernie Sanders won. I thought that was very interesting. Everybody's saying, oh, you know, Bernie Sanders lost this and that, but Bernie Sanders won four states.
Yeah, he won four states. So what does that mean for him? I mean, he's still not mathematically eliminated.
Oh, no. Here's what I said today and tonight about Bernie Sanders. You know, he's got some delegates now. He's got, I think, about, 325 out of this, and Hillary had 527, clear winner. I don't care if he never wins another delegate. Bernie Sanders will probably raise $4 million in the next 48 hours from individuals. Bernie Sanders is going to Philadelphia. I don't care. I don't care if Hillary gets over the mark. He's going to Philadelphia to that convention. This is about an issue, and he's got millions of people behind him. He's just not going to pick up like some of the Republicans saying, well, I'm done. It's not going to happen.
So he goes to the convention. What can he really do, though, if mathematically she has more delegates? Can he cause them some trouble?
Well, what he can do, because this will be about an issue, and that's what it is with, you know, Bernie. I've known him 11 years. I served on the committee with him, and what it's going to be about is that he will make Hillary go to the left by going into the convention. It's not like he quits now and Hillary gets to all of a sudden go a little to the middle, a little to the right. If he hangs into that convention, it's not to irritate her. It's to make issues that he cares about and his people care about come to the forefront. They'll have to yield to him. I mean, they need him.
Wow. Yeah, and so that says something, that all those supporters then will get kind of their payoff, I guess, in a sense.
Right. See, it's not like, you know, this week Rubio drops out. Bernie Sanders, he will hang in to the very end. I really predict this. I just can't imagine he will drop out under any circumstances. Plus, he has $42 million right now.
Right, so why would he do that?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, makes no sense.
But the rest of them, you know, if Rubio's losing to, you know, Florida, then John Kasich has to win Ohio. He has to. But there's no question. Look, Trump ran the thing. Now, tomorrow they're starting a PAC called Principal PAC. And it's, remember Whitman? She was the governor of New Jersey?
Yeah.
She's starting it, and its whole theory is to destroy Trump. Mitch McConnell, the leader of the Senate, is having hives. I think the Republicans better, you know, take a chill pill. They're going to destroy themselves. Trump will win, and then they'll lose the Senate.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're disrupting themselves internally. I mean, they're having a fit and already denouncing Trump, and they won't, you know, support him. And they asked him to sign that pledge, and now they're kind of doing reverse of what they asked him.
That's hilarious. How about the story about Bill Clinton hanging out at one of the polling places for 45 minutes, taking pictures, drinking a cup of coffee, buying a cup of coffee, shaking hands, just skating that thin line? He didn't actually, I guess, violate election laws, but boy, he made some people nervous in the Democratic Party, right?
Well, yeah, and I was watching, and why the Clintons let this be announced today is beyond me, honestly. They were announcing their playbook against Trump today. And Bill's going to do this, he's going to attack him, and it's going to be Bill and Hillary, and I'm thinking, wow, you know, just get your issues out there and stop it. This is the most surreal, bizarre election I've seen in my lifetime.
It is, isn't it? This is not at all what I would have thought would have happened a year ago when we were talking about it. And Trump is part of that, but just everything else, it's just a wild circus.
It's sort of like Saturday Night Live 2016. I mean, there's twists and turns in this whole thing that just continuously never end. And the pundits come on and say, Bernie Sanders is a, you know, two-state guy, and he's done, and there he is. And Donald Trump, he's done, and no, he's not. And it takes twists and turns the entire path. This is there's a lot to go on this entire election.
Yeah, do you think we're going to see record turnouts, though? It's always disappointing to me to see how few people vote.
I believe it's going to be record turnouts for the primaries. Now, I don't know about the general. People are starting to kind of take a foothold. They're getting disgusted with Hillary or Bernie or whoever. You know, they're Trump, all of them. But something happened, and I really don't want to speculate. I've got my own idea. But 20,000 Democratic people switched Republican in Massachusetts tonight.
Yeah, I saw
20,000.
Yeah.
Now, my friends are saying it's a concerted plot to go vote for Trump because they know Hillary will beat him. I don't know that anybody's that organized. I think this is sort of like very, very unhappy people, and they're just they've switched because they're going towards the guy that's yelling the loudest, which is Trump. That's what I think has happened here. You know,
so that's
it makes turnout. The one thing that can hurt in the fall on the Democratic side, if this turnout, if Trump turns people out, it's going to be about turnout. Now, the question is, do they get fearful enough of Trump if he's the nominee? I don't know. I don't know how this is going to run yet, but I think turnout's going to be the highest in a long time.
Really? You think it's going to be the highest that we've seen in a long time?
So, because right now, you know, New Hampshire broke records. They ran out of ballots in Texas. I haven't seen all the numbers yet, but I'll bet you that this was a pretty high turnout. And I think the primaries are of interest. And then, of course, who knows when it's a one-on-one what's going to happen here. But if everybody gets angry enough on both sides, I guess they run to the polls.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great, though, to see a record turnout? I'd love it.
Sure. I think it's healthy. A friend of mine tonight, amongst the fray of all of my other friends, because I have all these eclectic friends arguing with each other from every walk of life on my Facebook, and my one friend from Florida is like, hey, at least everybody's voting. The others are like, shut up. But he was out there saying, hey, everybody's voting. This is good democracy, which is true.
Good democracy. Yeah, it is good democracy when that happens. All right, Bob Ney, thanks so much for hanging with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So it's interesting, you know, Bob was talking about there trying to figure out now what happens next. He's right about Bernie Sanders, despite stories that say, oh, well, Sanders, there's no way he'll, you know, why would he stick around in this? But I think that I think they're wrong about that. I think that he does. I think he's right to force the issue. And the issue is what? The issue is the agenda, what the issues are, that Bernie Sanders has been pushing and talking about. And he said it so well because it's the push to the left that she won't be able to nudge away. She'll have to address it. If he's at the convention and he has that much of a groundswell, then it cannot be ignored. All right, we're talking more about the primaries. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Two, three, ooh. 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 Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Ooh. Ooh. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a chair.
So what's the key to happiness as you get older? Are you frustrated as we watch what's happening politically speaking? We've been talking about Super Tuesday and the results. Certainly the boomer generation is concerned about what's happening in this country all the way around. Boomer generation advocate Marcia Felt joins us. She's the author of The Oys and the Joys. I love that. The story of four baby boomer friends looking to revitalize lost dreams and face the rest of their lives. Marcia, thanks for popping on with us.
Thank you, Kate. I appreciate it. How are you?
Excellent. So this is a big, giant, juicy question. What is the secret to really feeling happy as you get older?
Well, that's a tough question. It's not so much a secret, it's a frame of mind. And it's like everything else. If you have the correct frame of mind, you can take that next step. And in the baby boomers kind of have some unique challenges ahead of them. And they have some a period of time still remaining, hopefully a long period of time, to be able to reinvent themselves if that's what they choose to do. Aging kind of gives us that gift to stop playing it safe.
So what stands in the way of most people's happiness? Is it just all the thoughts that run through your head?
Well, it can be a lot of things. It is the thoughts, especially if there's negative thoughts, or could be family issues that are impinging upon your freedom and what you would like to do. But there's also a lot of times there are secrets from the past that may come up and kind of bite you in the butt a little bit. Something that you may have kept hidden for years, and for some reason you've never actually faced it or worked it out, or you may feel a regret because you've not faced something from the past. And that's why I kind of call going into your 60s, kind of on the backside of middle age, is the wedgie generation. Yeah, because they're kind of in that crevice, the crevice being the present, and we've got our future ahead of us and our past behind us, but we're kind of squeezed in because we can see that future up close and personal. We can see it because our parents, and I say our parents, I say our because I'm 66, going on right. 67 pretty soon, and my dad just recently passed away at almost 96 years old. You know, wow. we can see the generation ahead of us that, are having issues. You know, you're going to have to use a walker at some point in your life, probably. You know, you've got the wrinkles coming up. You got the weathered brains that you can sometimes feel when you can see it. But we're kind of wedged in there. So the point being that if you have any regrets, I mean, it's kind of now or never. You know, take that step or just decide to give it up and not worry about it and move forward.
Right, so just let it go. So if you have regrets, you either do something about it or you just let it go, because who cares? But a lot of people have that fear deal, and that happens really across the board at any age. So what can you do to shake that fear?
Well, I say that you got to go into the fast lane fearless at 60. You know, you can be fearless at any age, but I'm getting that fast lane if you've not. Because the other thing that I suggest, and that the girls in the book do, they have a bubble bath list. They bubble bath list it. Instead of a bucket list, you know, that's kind of an ugly old kick the bucket, kind of negative, kind of yucky.
Yeah,
so
I like
they
it.
Can thematize it, you know, and made it a bubble bath list. So if you write it down, you have a higher chance of it happening. It may not happen, but if you write it down, then you have a goal. You have something, that first step. You can take a baby step. So it always helps to write your wishes and your wants and whatever you want to bubble bath list it. Write it down. Put it in that basket.
What made you decide to write the book? And we're speaking with Marcia Feltz. She's the author of The Oys and Joys, the story of four baby boomer friends looking to revitalize lost dreams and face the rest of their lives. What made you decide to embark on this journey?
Well, I've always wanted to write. I've always written throughout the years. I was busy. I raised a family. I had a business. I've written two murder mystery suspense novels that are in boxes. I never really did anything with them. But then these women kind of started to sing to me, and their stories just kind of built upon themselves, and I just decided, you know, that's one of my dreams. I wrote it down, put it in my bubble bath basket, and started to write. And I just wrote and wrote and wrote, and their stories just developed. And that's kind of what got me started. And, of course, they're in my age, they actually were crossing into their 60s, and they each had challenges that they had to work through.
Yeah, and then when you come through on the other side, it's a whole different feeling.
Oh, yes. I say that's the Golden Girls meet Sex in the City.
Well, you know, you are the age group that all these politicians are targeting, because baby boomers vote.
Oh, yes. Yes, we have voted for years, and we, you know, I don't know. I hate to get into politics because I don't know if the candidates are getting a whole lot more exciting, but whatever.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. All right. Pleasure to have you on the show, Marcia Felt. Keep doing what you're doing. I think it's great. Spread the wealth of positive feelings.
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Again, I love the title of the book. Thank you. Oys and Joys. Pick it up at Amazon. All right. Speaking of oys and joys, I think that's how some people feel over what they see as these results in primaries. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Well, Super Tuesday on America Tonight with Kate Delaney. Woo!
Wow. Crazy, huh? I mean, it's interesting. These results are pretty interesting. Donald Trump looks like he's really in the driver's seat, but Ted Cruz does win Texas and hangs in there for sure. I mean, he's there. He's not completely out of it yet, even though numbers-wise, this is, you know, more in the Trump basket, if you will. But hey, he didn't clear the board totally.
No, if you look at the delegates, you know, everybody's going to have reason to be happy. Even Kasich is up to, like, you know, 24. You know, Marco Rubio is up to, like, 78. You know,
yep.
Ted Cruz will be, like, around 140, and Donald Trump
yep.
will be around 268. But the big thing is the turnout. And the person who's bringing that turnout is Donald Trump.
Yeah.
You know, the people who vote for Donald Trump, a lot of them are not conservatives, not hardcore conservatives. They really don't care about abortion that much. They go to church. They got a pastor. They don't want to hear religion from the White House. You know, they're very
right.
middle of the road. They probably would not have voted. But if you remember Nevada, you know, we were talking on the show, oh, my God, Nevada increased turnout by 100%. But tonight, Kate, that is nothing compared to tonight. First of all, let's start out with Georgia. They were up 20% in the turnout. Oklahoma
yeah.
was up 80%.
Oh,
Texas
yeah.
was up over 100% in turnout. Twice as many people turned out in Texas tonight as last year. Okay? Arkansas was up 200%.
Yeah, I
Virginia,
saw that.
Virginia, last time around, 265,000 people voted in Virginia in 2012. This year, it was over 365, it was over 565, it was over 80. It was over a million people voted in Virginia tonight. That's almost four times as many people, okay?
Wow.
And, you know, when you see that happening in your political process, you know, that is where the brains are pushing their neurons tonight. They're going, okay, is Trump doing this? Because if Trump is doing this, we have to have Trump on the ticket. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you make a great point because the Democrats had nothing of the sort happen with them. It was kind of okay turnout, nothing like the Republicans. I mean, it was short of their own record that was set in 2008, which was way different than the Republicans, I'll just say that.
Right. And another thing is, if you're a candidate and you see all these people coming to the Republican primary, what you want to do is you want to get those people on your train, in
yeah.
your, you know, on your side. And Trump, he had like a little victory news conference. And he was very positive, very, very positive. And he said, yeah, we're going to bring in a lot more people. Look at the turnout. They ran out of ballots here. You know, he was very positive. And then Cruz came out, and he was very negative. You know, we're the only ones that beat Trump. You know, God bless Oklahoma, God bless Texas, you know. And,
yeah.
and he was very negative. So he's not looking. I think he's making a big error. He should be looking to bring these new people in to his camp, you know?
Right,
and,
right. Get him to vote.
But the turnout, I don't know, you know, it's too early to get the exact numbers. But I gave them to you there. But the biggest
yeah.
one was Virginia. It was almost four
yeah,
times.
Yeah, Virginia.
And
yeah.
you know what? The people with money, they know the way to win an election is to get people off of their butt, into the car, and vote. That's called turnout.
Absolutely, and turnout's important. Absolutely, Tomas, great call as always. He's on top of the numbers, the mathematics of it all, and he points out what is so vital and what happened this time around. And this is, the train that just got started. Stay with us.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe, toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax-deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Take it back, take it back, take it back.
I cannot believe what a difference a couple of days has made in my life. I am on Nutrisystem, and the choices that you get to make, the food is really, really fantastic. And I'm not hungry, so I'm not getting caught in the place I was getting caught before, where I'd finally take a break for maybe an hour or so, and I would eat something bad because I'd be starving, and I'd grab some peanut butter, too many crackers, too many something that wasn't right, and I'd always have an excuse. I didn't have time to run and get something that was healthy. So it's just been absolutely amazing, and I can't wait to see the places I go with Nutrisystem. So it's perfect. In our virtual green room, we have Dawn Zier with us. She is the CEO of Nutrisystem, and by the way, also the chair of the American Heart Association for 2017. Hey, congratulations, Dawn, on that. That's a high honor.
Yeah, it's I'm leading. I'm the chair for the Go Red event in Philly, so I'm very excited to have been asked to do that on behalf of my American Heart Association colleagues.
Yeah. Do you find, because I mean, certainly in your position, when people find out what you do, they probably ask you a lot of questions if they're not on Nutrisystem about the food and the people they've seen on commercials and that kind of thing. But what do you tell them that, and you say this on the show when you've been on with us, that there's just so much variety, and variety is the spice of life, isn't it?
Yeah. it's really true. Variety is so important because half of the time, the reason why people fail on weight loss programs is because they get bored. So, you know, you run out of options. You're tired of eating the salad. So with Nutrisystem, we have over 150 different meal occasions that people can choose from, and it is good to spice it up. Definitely agree.
Yeah, and the thing that you do, too, you have a daily tracker for people who are listening, and the daily tracker is great because you're writing down what you ate with the Nutrisystem food, but also there's other days, like you have flex days, where you learn to put in powerful foods and smart carbs and then the vegetables and the extras, and you really get to see, oh, wow, I didn't know that that was okay to eat that. There's so much food that's listed on the smart carbs, Dawn, that I didn't realize. Of course, it's okay. You can have a roll when it fits in, a whole wheat roll or a piece of rye bread, a small piece, or the strawberries or the sweet potatoes, whatever it is. It's just in measurements. It's not eating like the entire bag, right?
Exactly. It's all about moderation. And yes, you can even eat bread on Nutrisystem.
Bread, thank goodness. Yeah, I was really psyched when I saw that because, you know, then the other question is, well, geez, what do I do when I go out? Well, you teach people that because with the tracker you can see, yeah, you can still go out. You just have to know what the right choices are. And because it fits in your back pocket, you can certainly take it with you. So absolutely no big deal. I want to make sure that
the tracker's great because of the accountability. So really writing it down makes you actually feel more accountable. And then we also, I don't know, Kate, if you've been able to try it yet, we have our Numi app, which also, you know, automates it for people who like a more techie feel to tracking. So you can do it either way.
Yes, and the Numi thing, I did sign up with that. It's great. Great, because you have recipes there that you can look them up, so it's pretty easy. And again, tracking it, because we walk around with our phones, so you have it right there. So the excuses I had before of, ugh, I'm just exhausted, I'm running around, I'm giving a speech, I'm doing a radio show, I'm doing whatever, and I have this little window of time and I'm grabbing crummy things from a vending machine, I don't have to do that now because and with Nutrisystem too, with the snacks and everything else, it's easy. Mm-hmm. It's easy to carry around with you, so it's you're not carrying around bulky food. It's a piece of cake from that perspective.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Love that analogy.
Yeah, I know. Piece of cake. Piece of healthy cake, by the way. So, you know, we mentioned this thing about what you're doing in Philly with the American Heart Association, and there's such a big push now. I saw a billboard the other day. I was in Austin, Texas, traveling, and I saw this billboard about, do you know how many women are victims of heart disease and don't even realize? And it's an interesting thing to put into perspective that so many people now, it's the leading killer in this country of both men and women, right?
Yeah, of both men and women. And the scary thing is that women aren't as aware of the symptoms. You know, I think we all grew up learning about the symptoms as it pertained to men, but for women it's a little different, and it's something we all need to be educated on. And the American Heart Association is doing an amazing job with that. But, you know, every day we learn more about the disease and how to control it. And as you know, it's tied very closely to things like smoking, which the country seems to be getting under control a little bit, but also obesity, which we're still really struggling with.
Yeah, and that obesity part of it is a giant part of the heart problem, as you're aware of, which is perfect for this, for you being involved, because eating a poor diet can lead to heart disease, correct?
Yeah, it's really, you know, healthy diet and active lifestyle are your most powerful weapons when fighting the risk factors of heart disease by a long shot.
Yeah, so it goes back to that whole thing about what are you eating and, you know, how are you paying attention to it and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, when, as I mentioned at the beginning, with Nutrisystem, it's for so many people who don't realize, you have a program, too, where you jump on. And I think, and you and I have talked about this a long time ago, we are, definitely I'm this way, results-oriented, goal-oriented. So we need to see something happen quickly. And when you go on Nutrisystem, you stick with the program, it can happen quickly. You can get that satisfaction right in the beginning of those first couple weeks, correct?
Absolutely. And, yeah, it is all about those early results. So in the first week, you can lose 5 pounds. 1 month in, you can be down up to 10 or more. And it's very exciting because that's what keeps you going, and you notice it. And the interesting thing is a lot of us have really strong weight loss goals. We want to lose 30 pounds. We want to lose 40 pounds. But the truth is that losing just 5 to 10% of your current weight over a six-month period will lower your risk for heart disease and other conditions. So modest weight loss makes a difference, and it's not that hard to do.
Yeah, and when you think about what you want to lose, a lot of it is because, of course, we want to look better physically.
Mm-hmm.
But tying back the whole heart thing and heart disease, now it's even more important, as you said, because of obesity, because the fact that, frankly, your lifestyle, when you're inhaling tons of pizza and fast food and not paying attention to that kind of thing, that's the thing that can really literally kill you, right?
Yeah, it can really get you off track and, yes, have the worst of outcomes. So choosing lean meats and poultry without skin, very important. Watching the salt intake, there's about four or five different things we should be doing with our daily food choices to, again, you know, fight the risk factors of heart disease.
Yeah, and I think too that I'm sure you notice this especially when you're younger. The whole idea is when you go to college, people say, just starve yourself for a couple of days. And I have friends who have done that, but then what they do is they mess up their metabolism because it is a real thing.
Yeah, definitely. You should always, it's all about, again, you know, it's about that healthy eating, making sure, you know, it's not just eating calories, it's eating those healthy calories.
Yeah, and you talk about glycemic index, and why is that important?
It's important because it helps moderate your blood sugar. So you don't want to have blood sugar spikes, especially if you're pre-diabetic. But everybody, it's important that we monitor, that we really keep our blood sugar even. And what that helps is with satiety. So, you know, one of the issues, we've spoken about this as well, is, you know, you get hungry or you're not feeling full. And if you are on a program or on a diet that helps moderate your blood sugar levels, you'll stay full for longer. So it's all about satiety.
Yeah, absolutely. Dawn Zier, President and CEO of Nutrisystem, thanks so much for joining us. Next time you talk to me, I bet you I'll be down maybe 10 pounds or more.
Oh, I'm excited to hear that, Kate. That's great. Thanks so much for having me on again. It's always a great pleasure.
Yeah, thank you. All right, so really it's true. I, you know, am doing the Nutrisystem plan. And it's what I said to Dawn there that I'll tell you, I realized even in servings, the vegetables that I could eat, and I'm a vegetable person, so what was I doing, where I can eat the bell peppers and the broccoli, of course, and the asparagus, and you know, even spaghetti squash is absolutely awesome. And then from fruit, I could eat watermelon or, you know, whatnot to round out what I'm eating. And then there's these extras where it's what you put on food, where you can have, you know, a teaspoon of cream cheese or a teaspoon of honey, or some people say, oh, mayonnaise is the worst. Well, of course, if you slather bread up with mayonnaise, it's not going to be good. But you can have a tablespoon of mayonnaise easily, and that's also on the program. I didn't realize the kinds of food that not only would you be getting with Nutrisystem, but how you round things out. And then their flex plan, which along the way I'll be talking more about that and how easy it is to follow along, especially with the food tracking thing. They say that across the board, you got to write things down, right? Seeing it, visualizing it can make a big difference for a lot of people. So we'll talk to Dawn Zier again next month, and we'll check in and see how I'm doing and, of course, what's going on with Nutrisystem. Hang with us.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.